This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, what's in a name? Well, remember when French fries were temporarily renamed Freedom Fries? More recently, there's an effort to rebrand the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America, which is not nearly the flex that people think it is if you have a basic understanding of geography. Well, now Texas is getting in on the action. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he met with the Texas cattle feeders and cattle raisers, and they all agreed that they want to officially rename the New York Strip Steak to the Texas Strip Steak. See, he says that Texas has over 12 million beef cattle, that's the most in the United States, and should have its name affixed to that particular cut of meat. Maybe they can also rename measles the Lone Star Flu. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, a guy in Iowa, he's struggling to legally change his daughter's name. Now, it's a long and convoluted story, but here's the gist. He only recently got custody of her, and he wants to name her Caroline because her current name is Unikite 13 Hotel. So I know what you're thinking. Who would name their child Unikite 13 Hotel? Well, no one, not a single person. But a state-run AI did, however, and thanks to the unnecessary nightmare that is bureaucracy, he's having a hard time changing her name or getting her insurance or a social security number or even an official birth certificate. Yep. Now, these are just some of the stories we've come across, stories that left us with many questions. Questions we like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
And by the way, today's random question brought to you our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Joel's, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,272. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats. Your guess is as good as mine is back at 4:30. Our categories today. We have the top 10 countries we'd move to if we decided to live abroad.
All right.
They asked Americans, hey, you want to live someplace for a year or two? Where do you want to go? What country do you want to go to? And we have the top 10 countries selected by citizens of the United States of America. I could live anywhere other than the United States. I'd take some time and live here. The other category, from eatthis.com, they put out a list of the 1 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet. And we have the top 10. Keeping in mind, out of the top 10, every single one of them is a staple of the American diet. Not one. You're not going to get like non-bread or anything from anywhere else. This does not go to any other country. Paella is not going to be on there. Whatever your favorite.
Now, are these name brand or?
These are just the foods themselves.
Okay. All right.
So like pizza is a food, so it could be on the list. Just a quick hint here. Pizza is not. But some that are in the top 100 would surprise you as far as what your perception is of healthy or unhealthy food. So, for an example, bottled and fast food smoothies, they are some of the worst things that you can eat on this planet.
Is anyone shocked by that, though?
Granola is one of the most unhealthy foods that you can eat in the top 100.
It's got to just be the sugar content.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right. Ketchup. Barbecue sauce, coffee creamer, frozen dinners, all those things. But these are kind of more of just the tried and true ones that you kind of already know.
Man, you talk about the frozen dinners. I found a list of the 13 unhealthiest frozen foods to buy.
How many of them are in your freezer?
None of them, because they do it by name brand in this case. So you can have chicken nuggets, right? But they go like, look, if you're going to buy chicken nuggets, don't buy this chicken nuggets versus the other 85 that are on the market kind of thing. So it's kind of the per frozen food that people eat, frozen pizzas, chicken nuggets, french fries, it's kind of like this company specifically.
Ooh.
These are the ones.
Right.
None of them are healthy, but these are the ones that are like now, real bad. And Marie Callender's or something.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
See, that like one.
She likes sugar, man.
That one bugged me, but here's the thing, Marie. I will buy you. I don't care you soak it in Windex. If it tastes like that, man, I'm eating it.
We got a dad that lives in, he works within the area. I'm not sure if he's in our building or the one across the street. And so every year he listens to the show and he hits me up for Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
His daughter's been a Girl Scout for 35 years. I mean, it seems like I've been buying these things. So, again, this year, you know, and I never buy cookies. I might buy a box of cookies or a package of cookies. I ain't buying three boxes. For some reason, when the Girl Scouts come around, I buy three boxes. So far, I had to hide one box already. I ate two boxes of Girl Scout cookies within 48 hours.
Oh, yeah. What a
and
style.
Only a night. A box of Samoas.
All right.
And a box of the little sugar cookies. What are those?
Oh, yeah.
The little butter cookie things.
Yeah, just the traditional old school butter cookie.
I ended up buying two boxes this year. And look, I don't like buying Girl Scout cookies. I have nothing against the Girl Scouts, but you always get shaken down.
Yeah.
Or they hit you with the guilt. You know what I mean? Outside of the grocery store and all that crap. And that just irritates me. Anyway, I was doing pretty good. But then the Wolf Morning Show, the Wolf Pack, I don't know what promotion they did, okay? But
I know exactly what they did. They brought in someone who submitted in the Girl Scouts to be like their official ambassador, all right? So they brought one scout in who submitted whatever they submitted. And then she basically got to go on the air and cut a 30-second commercial to promote her selling her cookies, how you could get them.
Okay, well, I knew nothing about this. I thought maybe this is one of their nieces or something like that. I'm just sitting at my desk working. Real sweet girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Real cool, real kind, super articulate. And she's kind of giving me a rundown of why she's there, but not all the details you give. So I'm just like, oh, that's cool. They invited you in to go on the air. Well, in the end, it was a sales pitch. So I bought two boxes.
Did you get them?
I haven't gotten them yet. They're going to send an email. I think it's like next month or something. I just did two, and I haven't told her. I said, look, man, I hate buying this stuff from you guys because this is how you guys get us. And I do feel guilty, and you are cute, and all that crap comes into play. You got me. But two boxes and no more.
I dodged them last night, man.
Did you?
I was out in the grocery store, and I was about to leave. My wife was in the bathroom, so I was waiting for her, and I look over, and they're at the other door that we didn't come in. I was like, oh, we're going to go back out this door.
See, that's the thing. You might think that little girls are not intimidating. Put them in a Girl Scout uniform, hand them a box of cookies.
They're great.
Put them somewhere in public.
They have the best child labor in all the land.
They really do.
So I weigh myself every morning. I'm constipated now for 2-3 days. It's going on 3 days, right? I gained 5 pounds.
On cookies.
Eating two boxes. I'm not saying that girls, cookies might be on the unhealthiest foods on the planet list. I'm just throwing that out there. I just want you to know that I honestly had to hide my third box. And I hit it when I was stoned.
And honestly, I don't remember where I put it. So that's the point of hiding.
At least you know yourself well enough to say, hey, Stone Miles, you hide it because Silver Miles will not know what you
have. Couple locations I think they might be, but I'm still not looking there yet. I'm just going to act like they don't exist, so that when I get off the couch and I'm stoned and I'm watching television, I don't go in there and go, nom, nom, nom.
See, I think it's going to be the opposite effect. I think you're going to get baked again, and all of a sudden remember where you put them. Like,
you're going to remember
where
I put them.
Zap. I know where those are.
I'll only eat three, which is a lie. Which is a freaking lie.
What's that box? Because they have the plastic around the doggone cookie holder. So it's like, these are going to go bad inside of like 2 days.
Yeah, they don't last 2 days.
No.
We just got a couple of texts here. Someone says, I just bought 40 boxes from my niece. Another one says, Girl Scouts got me this year at Safeway. I saw them at one entrance. So I was like, I'll go the long way. And I went to the other one. But there was another one standing there. They're cutthroat little girls.
I tell you what, they put the, every once in a while, somebody will buy a box and put it out on the kitchen, which is a communal thing. If it hits that table out in the kitchen, that means, you know what?
That's where mine are going.
It's good. So, of course, they had, I don't know, tag-alongs,
baby. Those are really good.
I'm going to eat one, right? I'm going to eat one, yeah. Another break goes by, and I go get another one, eat another one. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, my God.
I cannot stop.
Okay, now wait. You guys were both Boy Scout. I was Boy Scout until I got kicked out, but I was there for maybe 7 months.
All right.
The Girl Scouts have always had this cookie racket.
Yeah.
And then one year, well, I can't say one year, in the months that I was there, we had to do door-to-door sales. We're not standing outside of grocery stores. We had to sell light bulbs. Now, listen, cookies are a much easier sell.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's not a lot of reasons you're not going to buy cookies, especially when you're being guilted into it. But a light bulb, man, I got to do the Boy Scouts have a Girl Scout cookie equivalent?
No, they don't. Well, they do, but they don't. It's almost like banned. All right, so you can individually pick any. So, like, 1 year we sold tins of popcorn, like the big tins of popcorn.
Okay, that's 1 year. If I knew you can do it every year,
we didn't sell it every year. It was always a different thing. So, 1 year we sold cords of firewood, which we went out and chopped down and did all that
for where you lived. Sure.
See, when
that's not universal.
When I was coming up, when I was in Cub Scouts, we did 1 year where we sold Otis Spunkmeyer cookie dough. That was a really good year, dude.
I
loved that stuff. And I always waited for it to come back, and I never did. But then every year that I was in Boy Scouts, we always sold popcorn. We had boxes of unpopped popcorn that you could get the bags for like the microwave. Mm-hmm. And then we had tins of popcorn that you could buy as well. But we had popped popcorn every year.
How come the Boy Scouts never show? Like, the Girl Scouts show up with these freaking cookies,
used to.
Like popcorn more than I like cookies. So I'm just saying, if you're selling popcorn, I will buy your popcorn.
It's a door-to-door aspect, and the idea of being door-to-door, if your doorbell rang like right now, you go, who in the hell's that?
And now everybody's got Ring cameras, so they don't answer the door.
If you got a tin of popcorn, I'm going to open the Girl Scouts. I might play like I'm not home, but it's only because I know they're going to find me somewhere.
But the Scouts were outside of the grocery stores for a while. They're selling popcorn, and I wonder if with all the changes that they did with it, that they also nixed the popcorn.
Somebody here says the Boy Scouts, they do sell the tin of popcorn now.
Okay.
Someone also like this says, man, sorry. It's sad because it's easier to ignore Santa ringing the bell than a little girl.
Yeah.
So,
you walk right by
Santa.
Well, it's Santa, man. He's got a factory making toys. Like, you know he's rolling it. Like, you give him the Salvation Army.
Have a good day, fat boy.
When did they ever get a call up to go into battle anyway, the Salvation
Army? Salvation Army.
Getting all these monies. Release the National Guard does stuff.
Someone here says, during Girl Scout cookie season, I quote-unquote saw my dealer today.
Nice.
It has new meaning. I did buy 2 boxes of Thin Mints that are in the freezer.
Your guess is as good as mine coming up at 4:30. What else do we have just right before that? We have our own Ryan Castle.
The popcorn is expensive and crap.
Jesus. What's that? We have Ryan Castle coming in, and Ryan has a special announcement. He has not given us a lot of clues. I heard him talk about it earlier today, that he was...
I heard him talking, but I paid no attention.
Well, he just said, look, guys, at 4:30, I'm going to come in, and I...
That's when I stopped listening.
You're going to like it, so we assumed immediately it's a bottle of Jack Daniels and a six-pack of Men's Room IPA.
100%.
That's what we're hoping happens. But either way, he's got some news that pertains to us, and we will let you know as soon as he tells us what the hell's going on. And apparently, he said, you're going to like it. You guys are going to... So we don't know if it has to do with beer. We're assuming maybe our 20th anniversary.
If you're right about bringing in beer and whiskey, then yes, he's right. We will like it.
Exactly. So Ryan Castle on the way at 4:30.
By the way, real quick, just one more text. About Girl Scout cookies. I manage an Arco station. Girl Scout cookies are so addicted, I've been the top seller for 2 generations, daughter and granddaughter.
Nice. And today's the day that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Tony. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Tony, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
Thank you.
What a big show we have for you today. All right, Tony. Let's just start with this one. Growing up, when did normally start? Like middle school? Somewhere in there. Some people started in fourth grade, depending on the school you went to. But did you ever try to learn to play an instrument growing up? I think in fourth grade, we had string opportunities because I played the viola for a year.
All right.
And then in fifth grade, you're able to join the middle school band. So I played trombone, played that for a couple of years, and then I kind of just stopped playing an instrument. But did you ever play an instrument when you were growing up, or try to at least?
I tried to play the guitar for a short time, probably about 6 months before I gave it up.
Why did you give it up? The reason I'm asking is my daughter starts high school next year, right? And she recently filled out what her schedule will be last week, and one of the electives that are on there that she picked was guitar, which kind of blew my mind because she tried and failed miserably at trumpet. Now she picked guitar. I realized she was just picking what she thought was the best elective. I don't know that she's dying to do it, which kind of drives me crazy, but how long did you give it a go? You said about 6 months?
About 6 months, yeah. And for me, it was just you have to practice. You have to dedicate yourself.
Well,
and and I just didn't do that.
Okay, so, I think that's the problem with any kid on any instrument. If you don't just take to it, it's one thing to do it in school because the teacher's making it, and you follow the hands and everything. But when you're at home and you got to do it, it's kind of like homework.
I bought my son a drum set, and he doesn't play it.
Glad.
Wow. You might have got lucky, dude.
Bro, listen, man, I would argue of all the instruments, if you know how to, like, I can listen to Migs play drums all the time. I love the way the man plays drums. That said, I would not have wanted to know him when he was, quote, learning to play drums.
No, my buddy Pat played drums. He was four houses down. You could hear him every time he practiced. Four houses down. These are pretty decent spaced apartments.
And how bad was he?
He was not a bad drummer. You could just hear him practice all the time. It's like, Pat, stop. I'll tell you the one thing that sucked about playing an instrument in a band-type situation or in a classroom-type situation growing up. So you would go to the band director, the band leader, the man who taught band, right? And you'd say, look, I want to sign up and learn to play an instrument. I would like to maybe either play percussion or trumpet or whatever. Now, you would think that I'm asking to be a drummer in Rush.
Right.
All right. The way that they worked was, if you had six or seven people playing trumpet, then that door was closed.
Right.
So you never played the instrument that you really wanted to play. You played the instrument that he needed other chairs for.
I got half and half.
Because I didn't want to play, no offense, Mike, I didn't want to play the trombone.
Hey.
First of all, because I walked to school, and I walked about almost a mile.
Yeah.
A trombone wasn't the easiest thing to transport every single day.
There was a handful of days I had to walk home with my trombone 2 miles to get home. It sucks.
It's just like I had a buddy play the tuba, but guess what? He rode the bus. Plus, you could keep the tuba at school because I think
it's too big.
They
understood that. In seventh grade, I got to play drums / percussion. I would say my standout piece was the theme to Greatest American Hero, where I played the kettlebells. Nice. Doom, 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 doom. That was my part. Then we moved to Baltimore. I was not involved in band anymore, but I started playing bass. So then in my senior year, the band teacher at my high school, and I don't know who told him this. It's not like I walked around and said, I play bass. But this guy corners me in the hallway one day, Mr. Kirby. Brother is like 270 pounds and played clarinet. It was the funniest thing to watch, but he was really good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he goes, oh, hey, man, I hear you play bass. I go, yeah, I do. He goes, well, do you want to play tuba or sousaphone? They're the same instrument. One is just made for marching, right? So I was like, oh, no, man, I definitely don't want to do that. To your point, Miles, it was he wanted to fill the void because nobody wanted to play.
Right.
But he hit me with this line, and if you lived in Baltimore City at the time, it definitely resonates. He goes, but you do play bass. I go, yeah. So well, you should think about playing the sousaphone. I said, brother, I can tell you right now, I'm not feeling that. He goes, can you read music? I said, no. So he's like, oh, so you let the rest of these kids in the hallway just make a noise, but you can't read some if it's put in front of you. And that really bugged me. Because he's like, okay, you're illiterate. That's cool. Walked away. Next day, I'm like, nah, man, I'm not going to be musically illiterate. That's
all right.
He goes, but that's what it is. He's like, if you can sit down and play an instrument, cool. There's some kids in your class that say some funny things. They can't read. I was like, God damn it. And looking back, I am so glad I did it, man. Got a healthy love of that instrument. It is a cool instrument. Do you look stupid? Yeah. You going to get laid?
No.
It's just like playing regular bass. Nothing really changed.
Reason we asked, did you play an instrument growing up? This is a messed up situation. A popular Seattle instrument rental business is reeling after thieves made off with dozens of instruments worth thousands of dollars from the warehouse. King County Sheriff's Office reported that the burglary occurred on the 25th of February at Studio Instrument Rentals in White Center. Glenn Cannon, they say, according to the article, an employee at Studio Instrument Rentals. Do we know him?
I'm pretty sure we do.
He expressed disbelief over the targeted theft. They came in, they grabbed what was the lightest, fastest, probably the most feasible, which was guitars. They got about $100,000 worth of our guitars. They reportedly broke through the back door, stole guitars, other equipment, and fled in one of the warehouse trucks.
Jesus.
Fortunately, police have recovered the truck a few blocks away. I don't know if they got any of the instruments. This is the first time anything of this magnitude has ever happened. Glenn said, we've had small pieces of equipment go missing, but never a theft like this.
This is a heist.
This is a pretty big hit. It not only impacts the businesses, which rents out high-quality and valuable instruments, but also affects those who rely on them. Even though we were stolen from, the artists who are traveling through these markets need the gear that we promised. So not only do we need to replace what we've lost, we're scrambling to fulfill our orders to artists who we promised to take care of, and we will. They are insured. They're in the process of replacing the stolen instruments. In response to the break-in, they have significantly increased their security measures. There's now 4 padlocks on the back door. They've tried to upgrade the security system, so we certainly up security at this point tenfold to make sure that this never happens again.
Damn.
That sucks.
That does suck.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Always live
on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Grant a question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hello, Cheyenne.
Random.
Oh, no. Your phone's kind of breaking up there, man.
Probably because it's in the middle of nowhere.
All right, what about now?
There it is.
A little bit better. What are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Just thinking about Girl Scout cookies now. I got my medical card. That's legal here. It's a deadly combination.
All right. Yeah, you got the medical card and Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, man.
What? Where are you getting, man? Are you in Wyoming? South Dakota? Where are you?
South Dakota.
Okay. What's the weather like there today?
It's about 55 degrees, but we're supposed to get some snow tonight, like a big snowstorm, so.
Yeah, apparently that storm system is from California all the way to the East Coast.
Just not here.
Yeah. Right, exactly. We're avoiding it here in the Pacific Northwest, but everywhere else is. I was like, tornadoes, blizzards,
fires, something
just
else.
Like, how's all this possible one time?
How do you get fires and snow?
Right.
And tornadoes.
It's crazy. All right, Cheyenne, I think you can answer this question. What would you say is the best or worst thing about your name? What is the best or worst thing about being Cheyenne?
Honestly, the worst thing is that I get, like, if people haven't seen my face, they assume I'm a chick.
Huh.
Yeah, I would think that most of the Cheyennes, I think I've met two in my life, both women. Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever get anybody who, questions your first name thinking you meant to put that in as the city you live in?
Sometimes, and they oftentimes don't know it's actually a river here in South Dakota, so that's what I'm actually named after.
You were named after a river?
Yes.
At least your parents were specific, because there's River Phoenix. They're like, nah, dude, any river. It doesn't matter, your name's River.
I don't know anybody who's ever been named after a geographical thing, you know?
I mean, like, I guess you could call your kid Asia or Africa or whatever, but I've never heard
Egypt,
of that.
Egypt, heard that. Paris.
Yep. Town names for sure. Well, Cheyenne.
There's a lot. I don't know, like, if they named Paris Hilton after the city of Paris, but her name's Paris. Right. There's other Parises, Parisy out there.
Cheyenne, we brought this up last week. Did you ever, when you were growing up, could you ever find your name on, like, a novelty little license plate or, you know, something like a keychain or a pencil or any of that stuff that most kids could?
I mean, The biggest thing was actually there were Pepperidge Farm cookies that were made that were called Cheyenne cookies.
Were they any good? Because Pepperidge Farm knocks it out of the park. Yeah. I mean, they do. I don't buy those enough. You always kind of forget about them in the cookie world. But those Milanos are pretty strong.
Yes, they were good. I think they were like macadamia nut and chocolate chip and peanut butter or something like that.
You're right. The Milanos, Alyssa Milano. See, delicious cookie.
Was she named after the cookie?
In my mind, she was. I don't think so.
I'm assuming that's Italian? Yeah. The Milano cookie?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Reason we ask, what's the best or worst thing about your name? An infant without a known parent or guardian is often given what the New York Times calls a nonsensical placeholder name. That's quickly changed once a legal guardian is established. Now, the name given to a baby girl born on November 5th, 2022, at a home in Iowa was Unikite 13 Hotel. But for Unikite, whom her father calls Carolyn, the name is stuck. The biological father, Jason Kilburn, who gained custody of the child from the state of Nebraska, where she'd been placed with a foster family, said he only then discovered his daughter had never been issued a social security number or a proper birth certificate. She only had the unofficial certificate of live birth. Now, it's unclear who dropped the ball, but without an unusual usable birth certificate or social security number, he says it's been nearly impossible to get his daughter's name changed from the computer-generated one applied by the hospital, where the child had arrived without her biological mom, who was then experiencing drug abuse and homelessness. More concerning, he said he's been unable to obtain health insurance, child care, speech therapy, other services for his daughter, as no one can verify her identity. It's like she's a ghost, he said. And he isn't working currently due to heart problems. But he said, look, man, I had to pay $700 out of pocket for a recent checkup for his daughter. I don't have that kind of money. It's been very, very taxing.
His lawyer says his client has been caught in a circus bureaucratic loop. Thankfully, recent media attention into the case has aided his communication with government officials. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said it is working with them to resolve the issue. Now, one more name story.
What are they to resolve? Like, look, man, you gave her a computer-generated name, which they admit is a placeholder. Okay, well, I'm her biological dad. We're going to get rid of that name. Like, what is the process this poor guy has to go through? It's ridiculous. Like, you guys came up with this, not me.
Mm-hmm.
You have a certificate of live birth, just not a birth certificate. So why is it so difficult for me to name her and then she takes my last name and then it's all done?
Yeah. And then we have this story. The lieutenant governor of Texas has a beef with the name of one of the country's most popular steak cuts. In a post on X, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, not your podcasting superstar, but the lieutenant governor of Texas, called for renaming the New York strip steak the Texas Strip, arguing that New York should not get the credit for our hard-working ranchers. He said he recently met with the Texas cattle feeders and cattle raisers and asked them why they called the cut a New York strip, because New York has mostly dairy cows. Now, New York, the strip, is the most widely used name for a strip steak, a tender cut taken from the short loin. The name caught on after Delmonico's, a New York steakhouse that opened in 1837, used it for one of its signature dishes. Just because a New York restaurant named Texas Beef a New York strip in the 19th century doesn't mean we need to keep doing that, he said, noting that Texas has about 12.2 million head of cattle, the most in America. He says he wants the name changed to catch on across America and worldwide. The Texas Senate will file a concurrent resolution to officially change the name of the New York Strip to the Texas Strip in the Lone Star State. We ask restaurants to change the name of the meat the next time they reprint their menus. And grocery stores, we hope, will do the same. He may have been inspired by Trump's decision to rename the Gulf of Mexico, but after a session ends this summer, I might take a short cruise across the Gulf of America, he says, and have a juicy, medium-rare Texas strip. And if the Empire State decides to retaliate, the most popular variant of poker might soon be known as New York Hold'em, is what he said.
That'll teach him.
Jeez
Louise. Got a couple of texts here. Someone here says, my name is Dawn, D-A-W-N. I am most certainly a woman with size G breasts, she includes, and it pisses me off when people write Dawn, D-O-N. I am not a man. That's Dawn and Roy, but has Roy ever been in Dawn? And someone else says, my name is Orson. I hear like, oh, Orson Welles or Orson Bean. I'm now called Marcus. Damn, it was that bad. I mean, look, man, if your name's Orson, you have to forgive us for going, oh, Orson Welles. Because for most of us, it's the only other Orson I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. I didn't even know that Orson was like a name. I just thought it was that guy's name.
Mm. I know. I've known probably a handful of people in my lifetime who have changed their name.
For what reason? They didn't like it or emancipate themselves?
They just, not their last name, their first name. They just did not like that name. So they changed it. I mean, legally. I used to go to school with a girl named Paige. For 8 years. She came in the next year. She said, it's Beth now. And I'm like, I just can't.
Just a Beth? Nothing right. Like exciting. She said, my name is Lightning.
But she like, changed okay. It. I mean, it was like out of nowhere.
What was wrong with Paige? Was she illiterate?
I asked her why she didn't like her name, I think, at one point in time. And she was just like, I just hate my name. And I was like, all right, well, it's going to take me a minute.
Right.
It's like, but, you know, like anything else, out of habit, you know, you get used to calling someone something and you don't really change that for your lifetime.
Yeah, my brother was Tracy until I was 8 years old. And then we moved to Denver. So we don't know anyone. He's like, look, I want to go by Adrian now because everyone thinks I'm a girl. And I remember looking at him like, yeah, I mean, Adrian, maybe it's a step in the right direction. But it killed my parents because they're like, look, we loved the name Tracy Adrian Hale. And I said, it's a nice name. Your son just doesn't like it.
Right. My kids were 19 months apart. And so my older daughter, when my younger daughter was born, she was learning to speak. And she, you know, she would just look at her sister, but she couldn't say sister because she couldn't phonetically get it out of her mouth. So she would go, Nister, 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 and point, you know, like if she was crying, Nister, Nister. So I never called my kid Ava for at least 10 years. She was just Nister.
Mm-hmm.
And I still call her Nister. Like, Nister, what's up, man? And that's her name. I mean, it's not that I don't call her by Ava, but for the most 50% of the time, yeah, I call her Ava if I'm like, Ava, come on.
Right. You know, some like that kind of distress or something.
Right.
But that's the only time I say my son's name, man, is usually Eazy-E or Eazy. I mean, his friends call him that. His friends' parents call him that. And we never asked anyone to call him that. But everywhere he goes, I heard a friend's mother the other day, because he brought an extra pair of shorts or something for his buddy playing volleyball. But anyway, her yell across the park, "Hey, Easy." I'm like, how did he become Easy? And he kind of lives up to the name. He's that dude. But I'm like, I don't think I ever actually say his name unless, like you said, you're kind of irritated.
Right.
You know, then you drop the name and they kind of snap to attention. That's the only reason to give kids middle names, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let them know they're in trouble. And by the way, master stroke for my wife, all right? Because she deals with kids all the time. It's about 2 years ago. My son is talking to one of his buddies online or over the computer, whatever. And I don't know what the kid said. He's a pretty funny dude. I don't know what he said, but he clearly did not know that my wife is an earshot. And she dropped his first, middle, and last name.
Ooh.
And this kid shut up in a heartbeat. So when all that was kind of done, I said, you know his middle name? She said, listen, I know all of their middle names. And that's why they're all scared of me, because I can drop all three on them at any time. And I've heard her do it like three times since then. And these kids snap to attention.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever use your wife's middle name?
No.
Does she use yours?
On occasion.
Uh-huh, because mine does too. How come that doesn't go both ways?
It doesn't go, but you know why? Because when they do things that annoy us, it's probably not intentional. We're just annoyed as where, yes, I farted at the dinner table. So, you know what I mean?
I get
the full three names, where at least from the wife. Like,
right. You
know better than this.
I just look at my wife like, when did you punch the card to be able to use my middle name, man?
It just happens, man.
I just thought about this. I'm not sure that I know my first wife's middle name.
Doesn't matter.
I just had to think about it. No, I'm serious. Why would I know? I mean, I'm sure.
Why wouldn't you know that?
Because you're married to her.
I know that, but I can't remember what it is. I think it might be the name she goes by.
And then what's her first name?
The one that she changed. She didn't want to be called that anymore. She was another one of those people that decided she didn't want
to go by the middle name.
Didn't want to be a
so then what was her actual first name?
Tamara.
Tamara?
Tamara. T-A-M-A-R-A. So not Tamara, but Tamara.
Tamara. All right. So the name you know her by is actually her middle name.
Correct.
So you do know her middle name. You just have to think about her first name.
I did think it
through.
Now my second wife, I know hers, but I never called her that. So
no.
The only reason I know that is because I still get junk mail with her name on it.
You know what, man? Looking back, Mike, to your point, growing up, and trust me, my dad would get up on my ass sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But he would just say my first name. And he just stated it in a way that it was clear. It's the equivalent of my mother saying all three names. I'm trying to think. I don't know a dude that says all three of their kids' names. Because even when I'm pissed at the kids, I just say their name. My wife will say all three names.
Not all three, but my dad would use first and middle.
Really?
If I was in trouble, like if it was hitting the fan, I would just hear Michael James from downstairs, and I'd come downstairs.
I'd kill the mice.
When
my dad was super pissed, you have to kill the mice for that. Yep. I will tell you what he would call me. We knew, me or my brother, we knew this is the end of us.
Jesus.
I swear to God, man. And like, you knew, like, there was no negotiation with this.
No. Nope.
He's not going to ask your opinion of why he did it, like, and he does not care what your position is.
No, your ass was great.
Are you big now?
What's that?
Are you big now? Because you're taller than he is.
I still, if he said it, dude, I'd still, it's just the way he said it.
It locks you back in, dude.
Maybe four times in my life did he drop that, but it was like, oh, no. I mean, this was the end. This was the executioner is sharpening the blade. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
And there's no point of return.
Yep. Random.
You've exhausted random, all appeals.
Right. It's done.
Random, yeah, it's your ass.
Sentence carried out.
It was bad every time. Random. Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
What up, Candy?
nothing much today.
Okay,
listen,
Candy.
You bunch of guys, good guys.
All right. Well, Candy, you got an unusual name, too. All right, let's go with this question for you, Candy.
Candy.
When you're playing games like board games and stuff like that, card games, do you ever cheat? Do you cheat when you play games?
No.
You do
no
not.
Cheating, but I go for the throat. No give or take.
All right. Okay. So
well, that's fair. I'd only cheat at something like Monopoly, but hear me out. The game lasts too long. So honest to God, at some point, I don't really like playing Monopoly. I never have. The game just goes on and on and on.
You understand? Cheat just like putting extra houses on your stuff or what?
Anything you get away with, man. Whether it's when you're counting out money. You know, maybe I three billet when it should have just been one. Anything. And it's not because I want to win. I don't care. I just want the game to end.
Candy, have you ever cheated at anything in your life? A test? A relationship? Anything?
Nope. Nothing I can think of. It's well, so fun that way. It's
how
hard.
About I'm school?
Like a little bit hard.
Did you ever cheat on a test in school?
No.
Really?
No, I was too... No, I wanted the A's. I wanted good grades.
Well, me too. That's why I cheated.
Well, you study. You work hard.
Yeah, were you an honor student?
Yes.
You were. Okay, what did you end up doing for a living?
Nurse.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for doing that, man. That's a tough job. Technically, you're really a doctor in my mind, but, you know.
You're the one we deal with.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. You were an honor student.
Yes.
Okay. We read a story today, and this is the honest God truth. There's this girl in Connecticut. She's 19 years old. She graduated with honors, much like you did. She has been accepted on a full scholarship to the University of Connecticut, which is the state she lives in. She can't read or write.
Now, Candy, were you able to were you able to get away with just about anything you wanted based on the fact that, you know, you were a good student
as far as your parents went?
Yeah.
Yes. I always like talking to older people anyway. So I always made friends with all the teachers and tutors or anything like that.
Right.
It helps.
Okay. Yeah. Look, man, I just know that you could get away with murder if you just got your grades where they needed to be for your parents.
But it seems like a lot of the people that could have gotten away with murder didn't have it in them to do it. So my brother always had good grades. And I said my parents were more lenient, but then also he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything to make them. I mean, maybe three times in my lifetime that I can remember were they upset. It's just this dumb kid stuff. But he wasn't up to no good. He just made mistakes like the rest of us. I was up to no good, and I had bad grades.
Reese, we asked, do you cheat at games? This might seem high, but according to a poll, 33% of Americans have a partner who has admitted to cheating in the past. 14% say they always cheat, often cheat, or sometimes cheat. But this is not cheating in a relationship. It's cheating at poker, Monopoly, and Mario Kart. The poll
How do you cheat at Mario Kart? Mike, you play it, right? Or have played it. Played it more frequently than
we have. The only thing that you can really do to cheat is screw with the other person's controller. There's not much that I can think of that you could do to cheat.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Half the people say they cheat, never. But 2% say they always cheat, and about 10% said sometimes. Now, in fact, they polled more than 6,000 people. Seniors say they always cheat. 0%. None of them do.
I knew it.
Oftentimes, people cheat because they want to win, but 12% say they care a lot about winning casual games, and their just competitive nature takes them that way. Now,
if you're competitive, why would you cheat? There's the difference. Like, if you're a cheater, you're going to cheat at the game. I get it. If you're competitive, then you, like Candy, who just called, you actually want to do it and earn it.
Right. Now, speaking of games, just so you know, the second annual Florida Man Games were a big success again this weekend.
Oh, God.
They went down Saturday near St. Augustine, Florida. They're like if a drunk guy was in charge of the Olympics. So they brought back a few popular events from last time. The evading arrest obstacle course. You escape from handcuffs, throw an alligator through a drive-through window, and steal a catalytic converter, all while being chased by actual cops.
Okay.
Steal a catalytic converter.
They have the weaponized pool noodle mud duel. It's like Joust from American Gladiators, but in a baby pool. The jousting pools are made of pool noodles and duct tape. Pool noodles, by the way, very popular because of the amount of pools in the state of Florida. There's the Florida sumo cage match and beer chug. You wear an inner tube, fight someone while holding a pitcher of beer, and try not to spill it. The loser can still get points by chugging the winner's remaining beer. Now, the new events this year, the Hurricane Party Prep, a grocery aisle brawl. It's like medieval jousting, but in shopping carts. If no one falls, you just fight it out for hurricane supplies. We have human beer pong. You're in a big inflatable bubble and have to get past someone, then jump in a pool that looks like a red Solo cup. The loser has to chug a beer, whiskey, or bong water. Other attractions this year included axe throwing, lawnmower races, a mechanical gator instead of a bull,
nice,
and a best mullet contest, obviously. If you miss it this year, you'll get another chance. I already announced they're going to do it again. They've been doing this thing for years, and the crowds keep getting bigger, and they keep adding on to the game.
Honestly, I would watch that on TV. Televise it.
Mm-hmm. More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free.
Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.